Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we speak to the new Zambia head coach, Aljosa Sanovic, about his ambitions for the team and what it will take to get them back to the Africa Cup of Nations finals in the Ivory Coast in 2023.
We also speak to Lesotho Football Association's Secretary General, Makhosi Mahapi, about the appointment of Veselin Jelicic as the new coach and their preparations for the start of the Cup of Nations qualifiers later this month.
But first, let's get the thoughts of Asanovic, the new Zambia coach, looking to revive the fortunes of Chipolopolo after they failed to reach the last continental finals in Cameroon.
Coach, welcome to the Kosafa Show. Let's first ask you, how excited are you about this Zambia job? I mean, it's a country with great potential.
Thank you, Mark. Yes, definitely. The Zambia have the big potential in football, even in the U teams, even the 20, even the 23, even the A teams. But unfortunately, we not had so many successful before a couple of years. But I come here for the change, and I know I'm doing the good job here.
Coach, if you can just give us a little bit of background on yourself and where you worked previously.
First of all, you know that I play around Europe almost 15 years. I play in Italy, in Napoli. I play in Panathinaikos, Greece, Derby County, England, Real Valladolid, Spain. 5 years in France, so many clubs there. But what is important, I also play for the Croatian national team so many years, and also I work like coach on the national team of Croatia, even under 21 and after with A teams. Almost 8 years. Also, I work in like sport director in Slovakia. I also work in Saudi Arabia, Al Etihad, the big team there. Also, Lokomotiv Moscow in Russia. Also in Melbourne in Australia. And, you know, finally I'm here in Africa and I really am enjoying to be here.
Coach, we remember you, of course, playing for Croatia at the 98 World Cup where you got to the semifinals. In fact, you got the third place. That experience in the World Cup that you had as a player, how do you now as a coach impart that to the Zambian players and try and give them something of your experience to give them a good shot to maybe also go to a future World Cup or a future Cup of Nations?
I never forget this part of my life, but you know, this is a long time ago. But now I'm coach and really I want to be very honest with my players, and I put everything, I put it in my time, I put it in my patience with players, because this is a crucial moment for the Zambian people, crucial moment for my players, a crucial moment also for me. And I do everything, and really, believe me, I know the way how I put the Zambian players on the best way, on the best level. It's not easy, you know, in the football it is not easy, but for sure we have the big potential. Really, we have the big potential, and I do everything to make this country happy again.
Coach, you talked there about the potential of the team and the way forward. What for you, having analyzed the side since you've come in, what is the way forward? What are the things that you need to implement in the short term to get the team on track?
You know, everybody say me when I coming, do you have enough time to come up your teams? I have the time. But usually the coaches say, you know, we need the time for the preparation. We need the time for the games, how we are prepared, everything. No, I know. I met the Zambian football very well, and I know how I try to make my team the best way. I have the very good teams, but what I want to try to change the discipline on the game. You know, the main state of the players, the discipline in this game, what is the mean the discipline? Because the game, it is 19 minutes plus extra time. the old line, he must be on the same level. The discipline on the game and believe in the quality of each player. This is what I'm thinking all the time. The discipline, and if you have the discipline on the training, if you have the discipline, you have the discipline on the game.
What are your targets with this national team?
The first target, I want to go to with my players to AFCON. This is a target. Not I want. I go there. I know it is a maybe is the people is thinking Hasanović is arrogant, is so optimistic. But how I know if I not to be optimistic? How it is a my player? How it is a Patson? How it is a fashion? How it is a Enoch to be optimistic? He's the coach. Is tell will you see maybe no. I go with my team on the AFCON. You know, this is a target. And also, you know, we have also the target with local players to go to Chan. Also, I have the target to prepare the team, the local teams for the COSAFA. I have the many, many targets. But first target, I go with my teams for the next AFCON in Ivory Coast. This is the obligation for the players. This is the obligation for me. It is the obligation for the Zambian people. You know that. We have the 18 million people who is a, it is enormous. It is the expectation to be on the AFCON. And I do that.
Coach, what have been your initial impressions of the Zambia, the MTN Super League and domestic football that you've seen in Zambia?
You know that I met the Zambia football very well, past 6 months. And I came here in August. I spent the time with my staff to watching the Zambian league and talk with players, you know that. I met the Zambian culture, habits of players, and most important tactical and individual side of the Zambian teams. It is a strong, it is a fast counter attackers with lack of the tactics, discipline. This is what I see. But you know, we have to work together with also the local coaches to find the best way. You know that it's not easy. But what I see every week, I see so many progress and I see so many talents on that side.
Coach, when you look at the successful big African teams, Senegal, Algeria, the last two champions, heavily reliant on European-based players, Zambia does not have too many. You've got, obviously, Mwepu, Daka, one or two others, Sakala. Are you worried that you do not have enough Zambians playing in Europe?
You know, when you see how... I have the almost old list the foreign players. We have the maybe 17 or 19 players who is a play outside of Zambia. What you say? We have the 3-4 players who is a play on the high level, like Patson, like Enoch, like Fashion. But we also have the guys who is a play around Europe. And really, I believe so much to my players. Because I almost every day I talk with each players and I know how it is a feel and it can't wait the our camp because we have the two games on the March, two friendly games in Europe. And really I'm so glad and I also can't wait to meet my players. But the players who is playing in Europe, you understand, you have the experience. The new life of the Europe is a completely different of the life of the in Africa, because you know the new culture, the completely different the training, the styling of the training, education, the medical staff, the analytic recovery, how it is a recovery, you know. And really, I'm so glad to have the many players who is playing Europe.
Coach, how important is Enoch Mwepu and Patson Daka to the Zambian lineup, just in terms of their influence? Can they be like Mohamed Salah is to Egypt or Sadio Mane is to Senegal?
Of course, it is important, guys, because you have the guys who play on the high level. The Premiership is the best champion for me in the world, you know that. But also I have the, of course, the Patson, Enoch and Fashion, it is a high players, but I also the good players in Europe. You know that I have the also the Emmanuel Van Dijk is a player in Djurgården. I have the Kleteus. Even I have the two guys in Russia, the Kingsley and Edwards. I have the Evans also. You know, I have the so many. I have the Tandy who is a player in Congo. I have Imam Lumbombo. You know, I'm everybody's talking about the end of Patson and Fashion, of course, because this guy is playing on the high level. But also, I have the so many good players around the Europe, and I have the good team. I have the good guys. You know, also, you know, in the life, especially in football life, the personally of the all each players, this is also important. The character, the reaction, the friendships, the we are family. This is my family. I, of course, I born in Croatia. I have the family there. I have the wife. I have the two children. I have the so many players, so many friends there. But I'm here, the Zambia. This is my second family. This is a family. The football family is the most important time for me and for my boys.
Coach, when you come into a team, do you take your football philosophy of how you want to play and impose it on the players? Or do you look at the players and then determine your own philosophy out of that in terms of those that you have at your disposal?
You know, the philosophy, when I was a player, I give the maximum on the pitch. Really, I not matter who is the my opponent. I believe the every game, and I wanted from the my players to believe to win, no matter who is the opponent. You know that. Of course, we are respect the opponents. What I say before, I will ask for the disciplines, for organization, for the hard work, and win or lose. This is my thinking. I wanted to see hands up, never don't. Not down. This is what I want. You know that we are respect everybody, but we are not scared nobody. You know the philosophy of the football. It is so simple. How you training? How you prepare yourself? If you prepare everything, of course, sometimes you lose the game. But if you give everything 100%, the expectation. It is huge because I put the level of the players high, and really I'm not scared when I see with who I go to qualification.
Zambia is a wonderful football country with a great history, Cup of Nations champions in 2012, etc. Do you feel, coach, if they give you enough time, that maybe especially with more African places at the World Cup in USA, Canada, and Mexico in 4 years' time, Zambia could go to the World Cup for the very first time?
Mark, I have the contract here 4 years. You have the experience about the coaches, not here in Africa, even in the world. If I be successful, of course, I have the time. But I don't want to put any excuse. First of all, I want to go, not I want, I go with my teams on the AFCON. And after that, I prepared the teams to be first time on the World Cup.
Lesotho Football Association Secretary General Mohosi Mahapi is confident they're on a new path with the appointment of the experienced Jelicic as coach, and he expects them to reach the group stages of the Cup of Nations qualifying, with CASAFA rivals Seychelles currently blocking their path.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mahapi, for joining us on the CASAFA show. First question I'd like to ask you is, you had a very extensive selection process to choose your new coach. Could you maybe tell us a little bit about how you conducted all of that?
Oh, well, first of all, we invited prospective coaches from all over the world. We did not limit it to any region. And then thereafter, we shortlisted the coaches. It was a very tedious one. Now this one, to shortlist all those people there and trying to find the ones who fitted the bill most. The criteria was fairly simple. You should have an A license, whether it's a minimum A license, CAF or UEFA, or even Comnebol, because we had some from Comnebol. And then from there, you had to have, okay, coached in a similar environment as in Africa, because you would get a lot of them having coached in Asia, in UEFA, in Comnebol. But okay, fine. Maybe they took a team to the continental competition. And then we whittled it down again to, look, do you know anything about African football, particularly Southern African football, players' mentality and stuff like that? And then we then whittled it down further until we were left with about 8 coaches, foreign coaches, and 5 local coaches. And then they had to be interviewed. And we had a short list of, say, 3, if not 4. There were Mark Harrison, the Scots, the Irishman, McKinstry, and 2 Serbians, if I'm not mistaken, Jelosic and another one. Yeah.
And what was it particular? I mean, you've outlined the criteria there, but what was it particularly about Jelosic that drew you to him?
Well, with Jelosic, there's 3 things. The others might have coached in one country and then claimed to fully understand the culture, the behaviorisms and the likes of African footballers, especially the southern tip of Africa. But with him, remember, he was at one stage in Angola, spent quite a long time in Botswana, was with Zimbabwe, if I'm not mistaken, if not Zambia, and of course was in South Africa. So he would fully appreciate the Southern African mentality and be able to get the best out of it. For instance, he took Botswana to AFCON. Botswana was as lowly ranked as we are now, and he pushed them into position 90 in the world ranking. So that feat does not just go unnoticed. You've got to say, but how did he make it? Because Botswana, at the time, they were pretty much the same as ours. So he managed to get them through. So that should say a thing. 2, when you look at the personality, he's rather stable. You know, some of these European coaches come down south, wait for the month end, and in between the 2 months end, they throw their toys out of their court. There's this demand and that demand, and there's this and this and this and this. So we asked for a background check, and we found that he would be stable. You know me, where I don't do very well with expatriates who come to my country and all of a sudden want to run the show. It won't sit down, go well with me. So I had pre-warned those who were on the interview panel. You don't want another world war in there.
And so can I also ask you, have you set him any targets? Does he have to deliver on certain things for you, not only with the national team, but also perhaps with other aspects of Basutu football?
Yes, you're correct. Yes. He has to also deliver on helping to develop the youth teams. Because, you know, since your countryman Sinong was here, we changed the coaching setup. He who gets the position that Jelosic has now becomes the national team's head coach of the men, the national teams, all of them. That says from the under-17s to the under-20s, he's the man in charge.
And just moving on to the Cup of Nations qualifiers against Seychelles, I believe your home leg is being played in Dobsonville and Soweto, and the away leg is actually in Mauritius, if I'm not mistaken. What preparations have you had for the build-up to these?
Oh, yes. We have gone through some pretty much intensive preps. They may never be enough. Depends on the results. If the result is good, some people will say they were enough. We started camp the week before the CAF conducted the draw. Not because we wanted to be in the preliminaries, but we had said, given that we have had our start stops in terms of the COVID pandemic, and the level of the competition was not quite what we wanted, we then proposed that we start training, and we deployed the technical director to kickstart the preparations on our behalf. And so he did them. When we started, we played about 4 friendly matches. We went to Botswana at one stage, if I'm not mistaken. We played against 2 in South Africa. No, we didn't go to Botswana. We went to Eswatini. We played around 2 or 3 friendly matches here in South Africa. And yeah, I think he's been with the team for over a fortnight now. So he should know which players will do the job for him and which will not. So that's where we are.
And how much of a blow would it be to Basutu football if you don't get past Seychelles? You don't get the chance to compete in the group phase of the Cup of Nations qualifiers for Cote d'Ivoire?
First of all, I will need the services of a lawyer, because I will kill the technical director. I will kill him, because I gave him all the time he needs. 2, I'll kill Jelicic because I brought him here specifically to get us through that. I mean, it would be a blow for the politicians here in the country. For me, I can always navigate and say, look, whenever they wanted a football boot there, I gave them a football boot. Whenever they wanted this, I gave them that. So pretty much it's like a brat, you know, a brat. He wants this, you give him. He wants this, you give him, just so that you avoid the inevitable. So yeah, it will be a huge blow. You know, we are heading into a national election. Not that the government has anything to do with our stuff. And in all fairness, we wouldn't really want to be swimming in that pool. We want to for the investment we have put, at least rather lose in the group stages of the qualifiers. It's more respectable than losing in a preliminary against Celsius. I mean, remember Seychelles, my friend, losing to that team. I met them yesterday and I read the Riot Act and I said, you guys, you do whatever you want to do then. I don't have a problem. But I must tell you one thing. We are not going to lose that match. For if we should lose that match, somebody's going to walk the tightrope.
That's it for another episode of the Kasafa Show. We'll be back next time with more views from around the Southern African region and beyond as we review the FIFA International window this month and the outcome of the first round of Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on Sokoloduma Radio, Kasafa.tv, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.kasafa.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.